This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Mizoram will soon be in the railway map of India as the much-awaited new railway line from Bairabi to Sairang in Mizoram is finally complete. The new railway line is likely to be inaugurated within this month. The 51.38-kilometer-long Bairabi-Sairang railway line was constructed at the cost of ₹8,071 crores. Once functional, this railway line would establish Mizoram as the fourth northeastern state with its capital city linked to the national railway network. The scenic railway line also has 48 tunnels with a total tunnel length of 12,853 meters. It may be mentioned that the first ever successful trial run to Sairang near Aizawl in Mizoram was conducted on May 1st this year, marking a historic step in connecting Aizawl to the national railway network. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday visited Sobar, a scenic and strategically located border village in Meghalaya's East Khasi Hills district, underscoring the central government's focus on border area development under the Vibrant Villages program. Addressing a gathering in the village, Union Minister emphasized that border villages like Sobar are not the last but the first point of contact for those entering India. She noted that the second edition of the Vibrant Villages program is now expanding its reach to the northeastern border regions, including Meghalaya, even as she outlined four key development themes for VVP in Sobar: road, infrastructure, connectivity, telecom and digital, television coverage and electricity access. Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, successfully held Rozgar Melas at three prominent locations, Guwahati, Dimapur and Siliguri on Saturday as part of the Government of India's flagship nationwide employment initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed candidates across the country via video conferencing. A total of 625 appointment letters in NFR region were handed over to candidates. Union Cabinet Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal attended the Mela at Guwahati, while Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju attended the event in Dimapur. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohoma has sought higher corporate social responsibility funds to bridge the development gap in northeastern region. Lal Dohoma, during his visit to New Delhi, held a meeting with Secretary of the Department of Public Enterprises K. Moses Chalai. During the meeting, Chief Minister Lal Dohoma said that the Mizoram government has submitted a proposal to the Union Finance Minister seeking to reserve 10% of the total national CSR funds for the northeastern states. According to Mizoram CM, this step is necessary as the region continues to face challenges in infrastructure, education, healthcare and connectivity. In response, K. Moses Chalai assured that the department would continue working to improve CSR allocations for Mizoram. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has asserted that 1,000 new posts have been created in the state's health department and are currently at various stages of recruitment. The statement came from Arunachal CM while inaugurating a newly constructed maternal and child health wing of the Namsai District Hospital on Saturday. Khandu further shared that the new medical college is set to come up in Namsai under the public-private partnership PPP model. In Manipur, the district administration of Imphal West District carried out an eviction drive to remove unauthorized structures and encroachments along public roads and footpaths. The initiative was led by Deputy Commissioner of Imphal West District, M. Rajkumar Singh. The district administration had earlier issued an order directing all encroachers to remove all illegal structures along the national highways. However, as there are no compliance from the encroachers, the district administration commenced the eviction process yesterday along the national highways from Keshampat to Malom stretch. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.